better.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, so much for the crossfade. Welcome, my friends, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Not exactly how I planned to open the show, but hey, you're here, I'm here, Super Don's here. We got Ty Bollinger coming up. We're going outside the box because it is Wednesday, and we may have a surprise because a rumor has it that Dr. Batar found his voice. He found his voice. And where was it? Well, we'll find out if he decides to drop in on Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday, because, you know, Ty called him a pansy. Stand by for that and a whole lot more. Where are we? Hey, Southerners! Fellow Southerners! You know, I'm a transplanted Southerner as a child. Born up there in the Manhattan Isle. Remember that?
New York City.
New York City! Yeah, I came out in New York City, had a little New York accent. It was a weird accent. I was a rogue New York kid. And we moved down to Florida for a number of years. We lived in Georgia for a great number of years, and I got Southernized. And there's really good news for Southerners, at least some. Some might not perceive it as good news, but I'm gonna share it with you now, in fact. And it relates to food, of which, you know, we do love food here, but we love certain kinds of food. Food that's clean, food that's grown as it's been grown for how long they've been growing food. But before we do that, we've got a song that we want to play to introduce what happy news we have for all of my friends in the Deep South. Do we have that? What is going on?
All right. You know what they call this, Robert?
What do they call it?
They call this an earworm.
An earworm.
Remember we covered earworms before?
Yeah,
I guarantee you, everybody who just heard that will be singing that for the rest of the day and probably cursing you under their breath tomorrow when they can't get it out of their head. But it's a fun song.
I blame Super Don. That's right. But it is. It's like the theme song for what's going on right now in the South. And the article's linked up in naturalnews.com. I have it in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It is a really cool thing that's going on in the South. Fast food workers are going to go on strike. I think this is for tomorrow. Fast food workers demand a living wage. A living wage. Now, I don't know if any of you out there see the irony or hear the irony in this. Fast food workers demanding a living wage. My perspective on this is they want a living wage to serve you dead food. Serve dead food to people that are on the way out. And I know, good gosh darn it, people I love dearly, absolutely, they still do eat some of that stuff. But if you subsist on that stuff regularly, like so many Americans, you are not invested in a long, happy, healthy life. Maybe you'll be happy for a while because you enjoy the flavors, because your taste buds have been so corrupted by what they put in that food. That may not even be food if you've seen the pictures of the McNuggets that Mike Adams took last week.
The McNuggets that belong to the International Hair Club for Men.
Yikes, yeah. The Morgellons haircut for men. But
wear a toupee.
Yeah, interesting, because it's supposedly the fast food workers in the Deep South trying to get together going, dude, we're not being paid enough. We're not being paid the $15 an hour. We really deserve to serve GMOs, high fructose corn syrup, genetically modified corn syrup, soybeans, it's assisting the meat to become more meat-like or not meat-like, and plenty of aspartame in the soda pops that are at the soda fountains. Of course, in the South, you know it's not called soda or soda pop. It's called Coca-Cola. Or Coca-Cola. That's what it is. And so we have an interesting dilemma here, because there are a lot of folks that go, dude, yeah, they should be paid more to do that. And there are a lot that say not. But I'm more in the mindset that these folks would be better off to be paid to grow food and then serve that food that is actually grown by the hands of real humans. And they'd learn something and they'd feed the hungry. Because the people that are subsisting on fast food, it's not exclusively the poor, but let's be honest, those that can't afford to go out and get what they call more expensive meals, the meals that are actually made of real food, they're subsisting on food that has maybe calories in it, but is devoid of the necessary vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals.
Listen, I have been guilty of that for many years. When I was growing up, I mean, I'm hungry. What am I going to do? Am I going to go home and get some fresh vegetables and some grass-fed beef and make something for... Or am I going to run through the drive-thru and get the dollar cheeseburger at McDonald's? It's convenience. You know, if you're not conscious of what's in the food and all you're looking at is something to make me not hungry, how can you turn down a buck for a cheeseburger?
Well, it's a convenience that is leading to crisis, though. And absolutely, it's the short-term thinking. I just got to get through this lunch hour. I just got to get through this snack, whatever it is. And it is really devoid of what I call a sense of real humanity, because if you can demand to be paid more to poison people, I guess doctors do that all the time. They are paid more typically, although with more and more government intrusion in Obamacare, they're going to be paid less and less to do that. Some might argue that's a good thing. I'm not here to get into that debate right now. But the idea that you could be paid to poison the population. Now, some folks will say, well, you're exaggerating. They're not poisoning you. I mean, people are eating the stuff and they're not sick. Of course, it's relative. It's an experience that you need to... How would I say this? I don't want you to have it. But as I said, in my upbringing, little Robert Scotty Bell, growing up on fast food, I could eat that stuff and I ate it a lot. There were certain things I couldn't, but I pretty much ate it. But then again, after every meal, I had indigestion, gas, bloating, burping. I had lack of energy. I had skin conditions. I had allergies. I had inflammatory conditions of my skeletal system, sinus congestion that never went away. And I ate fast food. Now, if somebody will say, well, I didn't throw up or I didn't have diarrhea after I ate the fast food, so I'm fine. And my argument has always been, since I woke up to this reality, that if you're not getting a little bit, at least a little bit of diarrhea after eating at a fast food restaurant, you're not in good, optimal health.
No, that means I've got an iron constitution.
Convince yourself of that, Super Don. Constitution.
I got to play devil's advocate here. Okay?
Go for it.
Okay, so would we then say that people that sell Lazy Boys and televisions then are selling obesity?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I don't know about that. I don't think, because here's
the answer.
Go ahead.
Well, go ahead. All right. I got to play devil's advocate. It's my show. Get off the radio, Robert.
Right. Super Don's is taking over the show. By the way, Liam Sheff is just waiting in the bullpen to just come on in. We're going to talk food in a moment with him, as well as fracking Fukushima this hour. So stand by for updates there like nowhere else in broadcast media. RobertScottBell.com. The phones should be working today, right? 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you ever thought you'd like to talk to Liam Sheff, he'll be joining me. Call up now. So, Lazy Boys, do they cause obesity? Well, sedentary lifestyles certainly alter our ability to metabolize appropriately, and that could be a problem. But I would say that would be an indirect relationship, where there's a direct relationship between food that is devoid of the minerals, the vitamins, the trace minerals, and rife with toxic poisons.
Correct.
Is a very direct cause and effect relationship, not indirect at all. And so there's a distinct difference here. Now, is this me arguing?
Nobody makes you sit on that couch.
No,
nobody makes you watch that TV, and nobody makes you eat that cheeseburger.
No, that's true. But the thing is, it's become so cheap, as you said, fast access, easy. Everybody's moving on. We can't afford anything else. listen, I'm just here to say you can't afford to eat that food. You can't afford to, you cannot afford to eat the fast food as it is today in America unless you have your intention to be diseased and drug dependent and not live a long and healthy, happy life in terms of your vitality. Again, vitality is not a concept discussed much in modern medicine, but the vital force is very much in holistic medicine, homeopathy, etc. And the vital force, of course, is being depleted as well by a lot of things on top of the toxic food, and that includes the growing levels of background radiation, and that includes the Fukushima and many other things that have been happening. And so all of this is compounding. If it were just one thing, we've got an ability to deal with it. We've got an amazing, I mean, the natural world is absolutely incredible in how much it's got our back, in a sense, until we go over the edge. And then it's like, all bets are off. You're done for. You're doomed. So if you want, call me. If you think I'm wrong here in saying that I think it's ridiculous that a fast food worker demands to be paid $15 an hour to poison the people, I'm sorry. I just don't buy it. You can try and call and convince me. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Listen, we've got a couple of minutes before the break. I want to bring Liam Sheff up early because we got a lot to talk about. I know he also loves to talk food. And, well, this is a great opportunity. Maybe he's going to come on and say that we should pay fast food workers $30 an hour. I don't know. Liam, are you with me?
I'm here, man.
Liam Sheff, what do you think?
I'm right.
Chime in on it?
I got nothing to say. The world is over. Done. We're doomed.
Oh, man.
We're doomed.
It's Outside the Box Wednesday. It's not End of the World Wednesday.
This is the end. The killer awoke before dawn. He put his boots on. Listen, he took a mask from the ancient gallery and walked on down the hall, and he asked for double minimum wage to do it. That's where we're living.
Well, it's crazy.
Cats and dogs living together. Hell and brimstone coming from the sky.
Yeah, no, we can't tell
hysteria.
You. To, we can't tell them to lighten up because it's not Friday. Friday we lighten up, but Wednesday's pretty.
$15 to serve hamburgers. What is a hamburger? Do we even have any concept of what food is in this country? How much water does it take to make 1 pound? Nobody has any idea. When I became vegetarian a long, 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 long time ago, I did it because I wanted to. I became aware of some technical arguments. I became aware that factory farming or making cattle into food costs thousands of gallons of water per pound.
I'm going to take that, Liam, as someone that's not supporting this strike for more wages, living wages for dead food or for serving dead food. When we come back from this break, we got a whole hour of Liam Sheff here. It's going to be fun, I think, or we're all doomed. I don't know. Stick with us. Find out. Say thanks to our sponsors while you can. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Yeah, this one's dedicated, a call-in dedication to Liam Schaff. What is that?
Okay, wait a minute. What song is this? Let's see.
Here. Bring it back up. Here it goes. Down your neck. I think it's the end of the world as we know it. That's it. R.E.M. All right. Well, okay. Playing with the music today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. RobertScottBell.com. And this is Liam Schaff. He's with us. We're talking, actually, food transition into...
The end of the world as we know it.
Yes, Liam, he's on. He's back. And he's Michael Stiping it.
5,000
Wow, Robert. What a great command of knowledge of bands and lead singers. That's good.
All right. Well, I know some R.E.M.
Somebody during the break had an idea. It would be a certain producer person.
Yeah,
make fun of Liam's mood by playing an old song by a band that's seen better days. But here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to say. We got $15 for, would you like ketchup with that? Would you like to supersize that? We have a nation so dependent on menial slave labor, factory farm, pus-pushing jobs. Yes, you pus-pushers. That's right. You're pushing tumors and pus, and you want ketchup with it. And you want $15 for the privilege. They've taken away our dignity, our minds. We don't have jobs anymore. We're just pushing the rocks up the hill to build a pyramid for the great exalted ruler who's dead already. What are we doing? We could have grown so much food with that pound of flesh that you stuffed between two pieces of white, bromated, bleached GMO crap. But instead, we grew a cow. We stuffed the cow with as many antibiotics, pesticides, and hormones as we could. More hormones than Anna Nicole Smith had in her body when she died. I'm sorry. More brainwashing than an expatriate of the Disney show when she finally breaks into porn on the MTV Music Awards. This is where we live now. We could have grown 100 pounds of grain for the 1 pound of flesh that you stuffed between your your lips as you're driving down the highway listening to Rush Limbaugh tell you that Nancy Pelosi is to blame. You know what? Who's to blame? You, because you haven't gone to your State Department, grabbed the people in charge, dragged them out, pulled them behind the shed, and slapped them as hard as you can. Wake up.
Liam,
wake up.
Do you realize that, you know, all those meat eaters may not be eating the meat that they think they're eating, in fact, on the fast food front? Our friend Roseanne just put up a link, and I'm looking at it now. It says, study shows fast food burgers can contain as little as 2% actual meat. Meat content in the hamburgers that they tested ranged from 2.1% to 14.8%, an average of 12%. So basically, it's 90% other stuff we don't even want to know, but it ain't meat.
Dishwashing liquid, carrageenan, isolated, hydrogenated, GMO soy.
Yeah, cartilage, bone, other connective tissues.
Products,
yeah,
resins.
Pink goo. And they want more money to serve that.
Have it your way. Can I have that with extra mustard? You sure can.
You know,
here's a bullet to chase it down with.
Liam, you know, the whole argument that they hate us for our freedom, they're laughing at us. Whoever hates Americans are laughing, going, dude, they're killing themselves. We don't have to do anything but sit back and watch. And now Obama wants to raid Syria on the basis that Al-Qaeda is attacking the Syrian government, but he's not on with the Syrian government. He's with Al-Qaeda now. That's what this is amounting to. It's insanity doesn't even begin to describe it.
Robert, I'm in a dark mood. I don't know if you've sensed that.
The force is strong with you. The dark side has got you, Liam.
I am in a dark mood today. I have seen people buy into the most hideous and banal lies over and over again. And I am only 42. I know it's middle-aged, but I was not the first person who saw lies in the world. People were breaking free of the factory farm system 20 years before I got here. And 20 years later, I end up in long, long, boring fights with people who tell me that if we don't eat enough pork, we're going to be unhealthy. I don't know what to tell you. We can eat lower on the food chain. I saw somebody raising rabbits the other day. You know what he said? He said they multiply like bunnies. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You can
raise rabbits. They'll eat your shrubs and your grass. You can raise turnips and potatoes, and you need an oil-bearing plant, so maybe keep some goats to get the goat's milk. They're smaller. We got to relocalize, man. We got to relocalize.
You wascally wabbit, you, Liam. Liam Chef is on. Liam Chef, I should say. And we're going to come back, talk about not only the food. I mean, you talk about lower on the food chain for your very survival, the survival of the people of planet Earth, those that want to stick around with us. We'll be here for you. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. RobertScottBell.com. Check it all out. Say thanks to our sponsors. We'll be right back with more radioactive discussion after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and a money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah!
All right, fracking our way through Wednesday, I guess, at this point. Is it the end already? Oh, man. That's for Liam.
My only friend.
Well, listen, if it's not the end, just in case it's not the end, enough with Jim Morrison and the Doors. I know you like them. Enough. If it's not the end, we're going to carry on here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam Sheff, my guest, next hour, Outside the Box, Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. Rumor has it Dr. Batar is upset because Ty called him a pansy on the air on Monday because he didn't show up because his voice wasn't there. We'll find out where that feud takes us or where it goes. Also, if it's not the end, Las Vegas is coming up. The 6th, 7th, and 8th, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday of September. Yeah. American Naturopathic Medical Association, ANMA.org. I've got the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We're going to be there. Sovereign Silver Argent 23 is going to be there. Bill Tuff's Orange TKO is going to be there. We've got King Bio Remedies for everybody. We're going to have, what else are we going to have? One World Whey. We're going to have some protein powders, some whey protein powders for everybody there as well. So it's going to be awesome. Really looking forward to it. Plus, in addition to my lecture on Saturday at that event, Sunday, Nick Brannigan is hooking us up with a lecture at a local health food store healing center. So if you're coming to Vegas, look forward to seeing you that weekend. And with that, Liam Sheff is back on. Hopefully a brighter mood now that we played The Doors. This is the end. This is the beginning of another segment, Liam.
Robert, you dropped some points in the meat conversation. Now our friend Roseanne posted an article, and the article cites the Annals of Diagnostic Pathology. And you said that as little as two and as, you know, about an average of meat, what they call meat in hamburgers, is 12%. Well, they shouldn't say meat. They should say muscle tissue. What's the rest? It's not soy. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Preserved skeletal muscle. connective tissue. Blood vessels. Peripheral nerves, adipose or fatty tissue. Then plant material. So you get all that other good stuff first. Then some cartilage. And finally, some bone. Lip smacking good bone.
Yummy!
In your McDingle's hamburger.
Oh, that's what Burger you were talking King. About on the break, Liam. I get it now. Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah.
No, we won't go there.
No, anyway, listen. The thing
the
is, though.
12.1%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Americans think they're getting muscle, as you said, muscle. But it's so much more than that. Things you don't want to know. Plus, again, we've talked ad nauseum, and it nauseates me. You know, the fact that these factory farmed animals converted into something they call food, it's not food. And if you are, as we say, to sustain yourself and your family, finding a way. I like what that guy said, the bunnies are breeding like rabbits or vice versa. There are ways. We talked, what was it, Friday? We were talking with, what was the topic, how we're talking about getting local, it's not terraforming.
Permaculture.
Thank you. Yeah, I lost the word. It was gone. The end was over. So permaculture, the concept. It's not terraforming. That was my point. It's permaculture.
We're going to have to terraform soon. This planet is going to be uninhabitable. Also that.
Uninhabitable.
So we're going to need to do some terraforming on planet Earth to make it inhabitable again.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, listen, if we're fracking the ground next to nuclear power plants, I mean, come on. How much of a death wish do you have?
Frack sites near nuclear power plants. Good old Pennsylvania. Good old Governor Tom. Hey, Governor. Let's see. Chesapeake Power has a permit to frack 1 mile from the Beaver County nuclear. The Beavers are going to like it. Nuclear power station in Shippingport, PA. All the Beavers have two tails and no brains. But don't worry, radiation isn't bad for you. We'll get to that in a second. Does the improbability of seismic activity as a result of fracking become more likely as more wells are drilled? Well, I think the answer is yeah. I'm reading from shalereporter.com, by the way. So they're going to be blowing up the ground. I can't continue. This is why I'm in this mood. I wake up, and this is the news. The reptilia in charge, the parasites that be, the rakshasas and rock lobsters under the skin of the so-called people who get into office. Yeah, that's right. I'm waxing David Icke today. That's not a waxing joke. It's meant, you know, okay, anyway. They're telling us that they're so mentally frilly and crazy, you know, crazier than a hillbilly with a 12-pack of beer and a monster truck. You just don't want to get in his way. That's what I'm saying. Don't get in their way. They want to frack everything. Oh, it's not because we're running low on cheap oil. No, no, no. They don't care that it's a mile away from a nuclear power plant. They're going to blow up the ground, Robert, in Beaver Creek. Where is it? Shippingport, PA. Hey, it's only 200 and some miles away from New York City, so pay attention, everybody.
I'm detecting a pattern of behavior here that is not becoming of a species that is intent on surviving.
Are we suicidal as a group? Have we have we reached apoptosis? You know, group apoptosis.
Liam, if I may talk spirituality for a moment with you, the idea of divorcing ourselves from the Creator, if you will, whatever you perceive that to be, the energy, the life force, the vital force, is depressing, and it could drive you into suicide. Certainly, that loss of connection and the things that we've been doing for generations now in much of the West, really conquering and destroying the very world that we depend on to have life in this body that we've been given, is such that I think it is there's a strong case that can be made that we're literally so depressed we're just trying to end ourselves. And I'm not speaking of every individual in this audience. I know that we're passionate. We care a lot about this. That's why we're covering it, even though some people would go, man, I'm tuning out. This is a bummer. But, the reality is, wake up those that can be woken up. And then if you do something, maybe it'll have enough of an impact. We're not even guaranteeing that because, as I mentioned on the show yesterday, there are civilizations that have burned themselves out. They're gone from the planet. And to think that it's different now because we have technology, no, it's precisely because we have technology without consciousness, without awareness, that we have the vast capacity to end ourselves. And then, again, the earth will continue on, but it'll be happier without us. And I'm not pleased saying that. I'm just saying that this is, the evidence of this behavior. We can talk about Obama wanting to go to war in Syria in alliance with Al-Qaeda, whatever the hell that is, as evidence of the insanity. I mean, but it's all around us, so I understand you being bummed out. In fact, I'm bummed out when I look at it and go, I can't spend all my time thinking about it. I'm just going to act as if there's a way we can get out of it and get through it, but at the same time recognize we've got to do something to not be ended before everybody else is.
I'm trying to write this second book, and I get up every day and I look at the news and I think, yeah, well, can't really write about that because things could change so much. So the only book I can write is essentially, die off the musical. Here are the numbers to accompany the zombie apocalypse that's on the way. You want Sympathy for the Devil, Rolling Stone. You want some upbeat numbers, too. We'll throw in some Beatles. You got to have a Zeppelin song, when the levee breaks. All I can think of is, are we just begging for our own group demise? I see individuals making such terribly stupid, inconsiderate, illogical decisions, aligning themselves with, I almost want to quote Rudyard Kipling. You know this one? If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools. You know that line? Or watch things you've given your life to broken and stoop and build them up again with worn-out tools. Well, yeah, I guess you can stoop and build them up again, but not if they're radioactive. So we've got this fracking going on at a nuclear power plant in the country. Meanwhile, on the other side of the world, guess what's happening in Fukushima? Well, new scientists. Should we hit this now or wait for the break? I mean, this is the big story for me this week.
No, dive in. We got a few minutes.
New scientist indeed. Should Fukushima's radioactive water be dumped at sea? Whenever they ask a question like that, they're already saying we're doing it. We're already doing it, you morons. That's what they're saying. Challenge, we're just going to sell. Can you listen to this? The idea was put forward in April by a delegation. Get from whom? Oh, the International Atomic Energy Agency. What a surprise. Let's dump radioactive water at sea and not worry about it. It's only the ocean, Robert, and we only live because of the ocean and the plankton in there that makes the majority of the oxygen on Earth. How many big... I need a drum, and I need a head to put through the drum so it makes a big sound. I've got these people from these international... atomic energy agencies saying it's not that big a deal. You know why they're saying it, Robert? Because they're doing it already. There's no choice. There's no place for the three melted down cores that are burrowing into the water table in Japan to go but into the sea. So it's happening. So we get this line from New Scientist. The ocean would be the safest place for the wastewater. Says Geraldine Thomas, who runs the Chernobyl Tissue Bank. Well, that sounds appetizing, at Imperial College London. But to make that politically acceptable, she says, they have to talk to the local population. Oh, do they? They have to make people understand that low levels of radiation, ready, get the kick drum, don't matter because we've all been exposed to it all the time.
Right.
Are you exposed to strontium in your house?
No, not at this level. And that's the point, you know, as we develop and talk about, and I do here on the show, strategies for addressing increased constant, let's say, interaction with radioactive particles that you can't see of all kinds. There's a limit to our ability to manage this. There are strategies that we can implement and that we talk about. In fact, I'm going to be talking about it with Stephen Huer tomorrow as well. But they have a limit, too. There's only so much you can take, and you continue to work and work, because then you're spending your entire time, your entire lifetime, just strategizing and implementing methods to stimulate regenerative events in the body faster than the degenerative events that are occurring due to the radioactive exposure or the exposure to the fast food burger that's not a burger that the people that are serving it want to get paid more for. Dead food? From what kind of people? I don't know. Are you alive? Let us know. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. The United States and World of Health Talk Radio through naturalnewsradio.com and GCN. Check it out. Liam's with us. We'll be right back.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Dream and begin to live in line with the laws of the natural world. The dream, yeah, the MLK's dream, of course. You know, if you're not going to be here, there's no dream to manifest. But you better start living your dreams now. This is it. Robert Scott Bell, Liam Sheff is on board. Super Don's behind the scenes there. And we got Shane on the board. Give us a call at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And if you want to laugh and learn at the same time, get some stuff from Liam Sheff. He's got a couple of books that have gone on sale today. They're on sale right now. I've got them linked up in the show notes. And that includes what? Official Stories poster book. Only $9 this month. And the beautiful imagery that is inspired by his book, Official Stories, is there. And the Geneticals, the world's first vaccine-damaged superheroes, only $8 this week. Great. Just in time for back to school. Good timing on that, Liam.
Yeah. Well, I was reading it, and I was showing it to some friends, and I said, these are really fun. I forgot how much I enjoyed these. The poster book. And thanks. I know. It was very dark this hour. What can I do? You wake up. This is the news cycle. You just think, you just want to talk to somebody in charge, but there is nobody in charge. It's all parasites. Official Stories is my very, very nice, very fun book, and the posters I made before, during, and after to demonstrate vaccine history, the HPV myth, the myth of polio. No, it was really DDT and pesticides. How HIV tests and don't work and don't work. The JFK Oswald stuff. The easy 1-2-3 for 9/11. Very simple to demonstrate. Buildings don't come down in 9, 8, 7, 6, 7 seconds unless they're assisted. So that's all there in the book, and you can click on the links and look at some of the previews and get a sense of it. And people really, really like it. It's a nice, it's a foot, you know, it's a 12 inches by, I don't know what it is. And what's a big piece of paper? 8 by 11, something like that, 10 by 12. Anyway, it's a big piece of paper. So you really get your money's worth. And it's beautiful printing. And the Geneticals comic book is very, very fun. I showed it to somebody new, and they were like, wow, it's really a fun way to tell everybody how vaccines just ultimately kill people.
Yeah, well, it is. It's that way. That's why everywhere we turn, it's kind of a bummer kind of a news cycle right now, because it's the vaccine attack on children. It's hunting season there. We talk about this, the attempts of Obama to circumvent the Constitution, much like Bush did and Clinton did and everybody did, but they're doing it now. And now the left is behind him, or are they abandoning him? I'm not seeing a lot of evidence of it as he's doing that. And then we talk about the radiational issue, people wanting better wages. I mean, I understand why everybody wants to get paid more, but really, to poison people with food that ain't food, We're devoid of that concept that food matters. And even people of high intelligence, supposedly high intelligence, are looking at that and going, you guys are crazy. Of course that's food. What do you think it is? Well, you look at the ingredients and then come to the same conclusion that we had ultimately. Now, we're going to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger next hour. And don't forget, we've got a new ebook that is absolutely free. Download at thepowertohealisyours.com. You can check that out online. Also, who else is going to be out there? Some people are going to be going this weekend to the Cancer Control Society Convention, Labor Day weekend in L.A. I'm going to be at the ANMA in Las Vegas the following week. And, of course, the folks from Trinity School of Natural Health will be there with me. And so if you want to learn how to heal and teach others to do the same or help them to heal, that's another great opportunity we'll have out there. Liam, do you have any upcoming events, or are you just still working on the next book?
Yeah, I'm working on the next book, Leaving. Honestly, I wake up every day with dread to see what's in the news cycle. Fukushima's on my mind. Mm. I'm thinking about Colorado. I'm thinking about the states that will remain free after the collapse. Let's not kid ourselves. This is what collapse, the beginning of collapse looks like. You know, government doesn't respond to us asking not to go kill more people for the oil that we really should just be conserving over here. I know conservation is un-American, but I don't care. If that's un-American, I'm un-American. I want to conserve so that we have stuff for longer, so that we don't all have to get flushed down the disposal of history. We could do a little better if we try.
We could. Hey, here's an uplifting statement from Martin Luther King Jr. I want to leave this hour with. And it's a very simple statement, but I think it applies as well to those that are basically the lizard people trying to run this planet into the ground, and if that were the only thing. But one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws. Yes, MLK Jr. said that. One has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws. In other words, stop asking for permission where none is required. Fix this now. Do whatever you can to fix it. In your own life first, in your own home and family, your own environment, neighborhood, get local. Go local, or you're going to go loco to the point of you're not going to be on the planet. Liam Sheff, thank you, my friend, for being here.
I was such a bummer today.
That's all right. We're excited because Ty Bollinger's coming up next. Why? Why would he do that? It's Outside the Box Wednesday, and the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.